Well, it is 519, and it is time to talk to an old friend who is about to have a big ticket week next weekend. It is the great Norm Hitzkus, ladies and gentlemen, on our phone lines right now. Hi, Normie.
Hi, Bob. Hi, lads. How are you all doing?
Hey, Norm.
Hello. Norm, hello. Norm, hello. Norm.
Hello. I mean, hello. Wow. All right, you got to walk us through what went down, how it went down, how you ended up in the hospital, all of it, because, quite frankly, this sounds like, no hyperbole, the most painful thing anyone has ever gone through.
Oh, boy. I was leaving a restaurant. As a matter of fact, Bob's.
No way.
And I was waiting for my car, and I don't want this to sound, oh, woe was me, but the neurologists and the heart doctors keep going back and forth, and they can't figure out why I will suddenly, for about 2 seconds, pass out.
Yeah.
I'm aware I'm falling even, but I've fallen a few times recently, but not it's, like this one.
So it's not like dehydration? It's something maybe larger?
No, it's not a stumble. They're trying to figure it's. We think now it's blood pressure related, but okay. we'll figure it out.
Like after you've been sitting and you stand up?
Yeah, but I had been standing for about 10 minutes at that point.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So, yeah, it's not like that either. It's bizarre. But I fell very badly, broke 7 ribs, 2 of them in 2 places.
God.
And 23 days in the hospital.
Okay. And let's stop right there, Norm, first off, because I have dealt with a cracked rib before, and that one, not set, I didn't crack a slab, it was one rib, and it was the most intense pain I've ever dealt with, because you can't laugh, it hurts to breathe, and you snapped 7 ribs.
Is that the entire side?
Just about the entire side. A couple of them are still hanging in there. But you know what else, Corby? If you've experienced this, you know what else hurts? Sneezing.
Oh, yes!
Big time. Big time.
Laughing? Like
laughing, yes.
You couldn't listen. You couldn't listen to our show. You'd die of laughter.
So Norm, did forgive me, but if you fall and you break 7 ribs, does that mean you fell on like a blunt object of some sort?
Or a curb?
Or did you just, I don't know.
Back against the wall, Bob.
Okay.
And I was off kilter, so my entire left side hit the wall at that point. But... You know, I will tell you one thing now. If anybody needs advice on a total variety of painkillers, you call me. I can tell you all about it.
That's quite useful.
Have you started dealing on the side?
I've still got some here and a couple little vials.
Man.
I'm looking for a little oxy on the side, Dave.
All right. Hit up my DMs.
We all knew, Norm, that this would end up this way, that you'd be dealing drugs in your 80s.
So 23 days in the hospital, and we've known you for quite a while. It's not like you sit still real well. How'd you handle that?
Well, I basically needed help getting up, obviously, and needed help getting to the bathroom. Yeah. I handled it okay, Bob.
Okay. How did Mare Bear handle it?
I got great care, but another thing that bothered me was for some reason they put me on a salt-free diet.
Why?
I don't know. I asked, and they said that's what the doctor said. And I said, why? And they said that's what the doctor said. And boy, I tell you what, salt really helps the flavor of things.
Yeah, I called Norm up there. I called his phone. So I didn't know he was in the hospital at the time. And so Norm and I start talking, and before long I find out he's in the hospital.
Right.
And
you can hear the breathing machine.
Well, no, I think he just offered that information. Okay. But the point of this is I don't know that we were on the phone call for more than about a minute before I did hear about the salt situation relative to hospital food, that it might have used a shake or two if you had your druthers about things.
Yeah, I offered to swap the oxy for some salt, but they weren't moved for that either.
Yeah, you tried to trade up a little bit.
Sneak in a shaker.
So how long ago was this, Norm?
I've been home 3-4 weeks now.
Okay, so yeah, it just happened. And it was it was after a dinner with Donovan, right?
Yeah, in fact, Donovan was the witness to it, and it was one of those wonderful dinners that we do because people bought the dinner for the Normathon.
Right.
And I'm sure when they saw me on the ground like that, basically hollering, I'm sure it ruined the meal. I felt so badly about it, but gee. Yeah, but it's over now. You know what? I'm getting better. I'm getting my energy back, and thank God that's behind us. Now we got to figure out why I keep having these situations.
Were you able to work on the big board in the hospital?
I've got it right here, buddy.
Yeah, look, I appreciate that you are a draft warrior, but just don't overextend yourself for the draft. Like, it's important, but we don't want to go from 0 to 100. So you need to be a very tough coach on yourself and just let your feel free. I think everyone will understand if you have to go in doses or shifts or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Let's not get crazy here, Norm.
I do know what you're saying, and you know what? My wife, Mary, has told me this very same thing. Hey, they would understand if you need to take a half an hour or so and just lean back and doze a little bit.
Yes, please, by all means. I love that you come back to do the draft. It's next weekend. It's obviously, as you know, a very long weekend. But let's monitor your minutes. Just make sure we're not asking too much of those
load
ribs.
Load management.
Yeah, if we have to load management, let's monitor the ribs, Norm.
Hey, you know what? Load management didn't work for the Mavericks the last game of the season.
No.
It did not.
They played all those kids, and that was the wrong thing to do. Those kids just relish going out there and winning a basketball game.
Well, who are you supposed to play?
You're supposed to play bedraggled, beaten down veterans who have already packed for the flight home.
Yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right.
Well,
while we have him,
yeah,
Norm, are the Cowboys going to trade up or trade down? Or neither?
Well, you know the prevalent rumor out there that they're going to trade with the Browns, 12 and 20 for 6 and 39, which would be a terrific trade.
Right,
the Cowboys could get up to 6 to take Sonny Styles, who would, I think Sonny Styles is the next Bobby Wagner. He'll spend 15 years playing middle linebacker for somebody. And at 39, you know, you guys see this. The Cowboys visit list, the national visit list, they can only have 30 of them.
Yeah.
And I looked at that list this morning, and they brought in 11 players who should go between pick 35 and 65. The Cowboys, that list tells me the Cowboys think they're going to get a pick in the second round. But
yep.
I have a question back to you guys.
Sure.
Why would the Browns do that?
Why would the Browns do the trade?
Yes.
I think there's some sense in saying we want two of the top 20, right?
Yeah, and they have a third first-rounder, so they have three of them then. But my thought is, okay, I'll ask you a question, Rob. Let me get you guys for a minute.
Sure.
How many real future stars are in this draft?
It's anyone's guess, isn't it? You know the draft as well as anybody. It's a weird draft, but I think there's a lot of promise, but yeah, I don't know if that there's sure things. That seems to be the prevailing thought.
I mean, maybe the Browns would feel good about getting Jeremiah Love at 12 if he lasts that long.
I don't think he gets to 12. I just don't think he gets there. And at six, you're going to get a terrific player at six. But at 12, there's a chance, a very good chance. Arvell Reese is gone. David Bailey's gone. Caleb Downs is gone. Sonny Styles is gone. Mansoor Delane is gone. I don't know if Reuben Bain gets there or not. But all the people on the Cowboys wish list, there's actually a chance they're all gone before 12.
But if you're the Browns and you're leaning offense, maybe there are some tasty options at 12 and 20. I don't know. I mean, you can go round and round on it for sure. I would just say if I was the Browns, I would like quantity. And if I'm the Cowboys, I might prefer quality, especially at that linebacker spot. I kind of see the fit for both sides, but I also hear the Browns are trying to generate more interest, which they should between now and draft night. If they can squeeze a third pick and try to get 92 out of the Cowboys to make that happen, it doesn't hurt to try, does it?
No. Would you, if you were the Cowboys, would you add one of the late number fives?
Oh, yeah. To get Sonny Styles? Yeah, I would.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yeah. Now, one last scenario here.
All right.
The Cowboys aren't the only people reading the board this way.
Right.
That's right.
What if Kansas City wants to trade up from 9 to 6?
I think you would have to listen to them because they've got some ammunition, and of course they...
Who are they going after if they're trading up?
Well, I would think that Kansas City definitely wants some difference makers on that defense to replenish because they've lost a lot on the defense.
But could they sit there and take Jeremiah Love and just be like, oh, my God, we've got...
I mean, they just signed Kenneth Walker, so I doubt they would...
Oh, that's right. I doubt they would be
chasing Jeremiah Love as well. So,
well, I've got one more scenario for you guys. Let's get to 12 and the Cowboys haven't made a trade.
Okay.
And all of a sudden, the wish list is all gone. And they don't want to take Jermaine McCoy, the corner from Tennessee, because they said, we don't want to take another guy coming off a big injury.
Right.
What about trading down from 12?
I think the answer that I would give you, Norm, is trading down is always a good idea because that's what many, many, many years of following the draft has taught us is that the best way to be good at drafting is to have more draft picks.
Well, New England thinks of itself now as a real contender, and they need a real wide receiver, and there will be some real wide receivers at 12. Kate's probably gone, but Lemon's there, and anyway...
Tyson.
New England has number 31. They have number 63. What if you could get 31, 63, and perhaps a 2 next year from them?
I would be tempted to talk.
Me too.
I really would. I think trading back is a good idea, and if you're the Cowboys and you can end up with 3 or 4 picks in the top 60, I think you should do it. Are you wearing rib protection next week in case David Moore tries to elbow you in the ribs at any point during draft coverage? Flak jacket, perhaps?
I think we'll probably have a sweater off at the star.
Well, just dress in layers to offer padding to any sort of injuries we're nursing.
This is the one time where if he were to get into a fight, he would say, can you please kick me in the nuts instead of hit me in the ribs? Think of it that way, Norm.
Right. Or just punch you square in the beak.
Yeah, just let's have it right here, baby.
Everybody be nice to Norm next weekend. He's playing hurt.
You are, man. You are so injured right now.
But it's good to hear you're laughing pain-free, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
thanks to his 14 oxys that he took at lunch.
All right, well, tune in next week for Pilled Up Norm on draft coverage.
We need sloppy voicemail Norm.
We do. We need calling Groobs Norm. Hey, Norm, we're happy that you're on the mend, seriously. It was a really horrific story that was told to us, and I'm glad you're in good spirits, and it's always awesome to have you on the air, and look forward to having you on next week, of course.
Hey, I love you guys. This was really fun. Thanks.
We love you, Norm.
Love you, too.
Take care, Norm.
Have a good weekend. Tell Mayor Bear we said hello.
You got it.
All right. There he goes, the great Norm Hitzkus.